almost organised terrorism. That's how one of the country's leading immunologists has described an anti-vaccine billboard erected alongside Auckland's southern motorway. The billboard encourages parents to look into the ingredients in vaccines. But it's only lasted one day after an unprecedented number of complaints to the Advertising Standards Authority. Our reporter Zach Fleming filed this report.
I think it's underhanded, it's deceitful, it's almost organised terrorism from my perspective.
That's Professor John Fraser. He's
the Dean of the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences at the University of Auckland. I am a practicing immunologist. I have had over 35 years experience in immunology and all aspects of immunology. And I have considerable knowledge around vaccines, the nature of vaccines, how they work and how they're delivered.
And here's what he thinks.
Vaccination and immunisation is a perfectly safe procedure that's been in place for many, many decades without any problems.
Professor Fraser also has the weight of the world's medical profession behind him on that. So when I called him this morning to tell him an anti-vaccine billboard had gone up in Otahuhu, visible to everyone driving south on Auckland's main motorway, he was equal parts confused, disappointed and frustrated.
So if we talk about the billboard specifically, it says if you knew the ingredients in a vaccine, would you risk it? And Professor, you know the ingredients in a vaccine, would you risk it?
Of course I would risk it. I've risked it. We vaccinated our children and all my colleagues I know support vaccination. The ingredients of vaccines are very simple. They're just bits of the virus or the bacteria. So it's like getting the infection without actually getting sick. That's all that's in a vaccine. So it just it bewilders me to think that they are still pushing this message that vaccines, you're putting yourself at risk by being vaccinated.
More than 140 people had laid a complaint about the billboard with the Advertising Standards Authority by 10 o'clock this morning, one day after it went up. By midday, the authority had already put those complaints before its board for a decision. But that won't be necessary. The owner of the billboard, Advantage, has decided to pull it. It's expected to be gone by tonight. Owner Duncan Harris declined to be interviewed, but said he was naive to the controversy that a billboard questioning the efficacy of vaccines would cause. I asked Truly Godfrey from Waves NZ, the organisation behind the billboard, Waves stands for Warnings About Vaccine Expectations, what she was hoping to achieve.
Really just inviting parents to do some research into what the ingredients in a vaccine are.
What are the ingredients in vaccines that you believe people should be concerned about?
Oh, there's a lot of ingredients that people should be concerned about, and that there are...
There is no scientific evidence that suggests any ingredients in vaccines are harmful.
Apart from the heavy metals and the more common ones that people do know about, the mercury or the aluminium, in particular, I think in New Zealand there'd be a lot of people that are quite concerned about the fragments of fetal DNA. You know, that's a cultural thing for New Zealand. I think it's downplayed.
There are no fragments of fetal DNA in vaccines.
You must acknowledge that you could harm someone with this billboard. If a mother or father chooses not to give their child an MMR vaccine and they get measles, mumps or rubella and die as a result.
Yeah. What about the converse, where people have children that die with SIDS within days of a vaccine? The downplaying of vaccine reactions, this is something that people need to research to find because it's not obvious, it's not discussed.
Professor Fraser says there is no discussion to be had.
Personally, I have better things to do with my time, but obviously I need to present this message that whatever they're trying to say through this false advertising or false messaging is completely wrong, and people need to know that.
The Minister of Health, David Clark, says that he's pleased the potentially harmful billboard is being taken down, and he's encouraged that that appears to be the result of public pressure. Waves NZ says it intends to pay for more billboards and more advertisements to be put up soon. For Checkpoint, Zach Fleming.